In other news, the DA has called on the Gauteng Health Department to streamline procedures and ensure that payments are made to NGOs in the province. The opposition party today conducted an oversight inspection at the Takalani NGO where some of the Life Estimini deaths occurred. Evidence at the Life Estimini arbitration hearings found that patients at Takalani died because of neglect and lack of food. There was also a typhoid outbreak and a woman was allegedly raped. According to the DA, Takalani's major problem now is that the department hasn't paid them their subsidies for nearly 2 months. Power News reporter Katlego Lekgodi has more.
There's a new problem, which I fear may be lead to another Estimini because the other NGOs are affected. Is the Gauteng Health Department hasn't paid them their subsidies for nearly 2 months. What I found is that the staff haven't been paid. They're going to run out of food by this weekend.
Democratic Alliance Gauteng Shadow Health MEC Jack Bloom outlining the challenges that are bound to follow if the Gauteng Health Department fails to pay facilities that care for the mentally disabled. Takalani was previously licensed for 150 patients, but this has now been reduced to 100 patients, and there are currently 58 patients, mostly children with profound or severe intellectual disability. The NGO in Soweto is now under new management since the Life Estimini tragedy, but staff have not been paid and they are running out of food because of late subsidy payments by the department. Gauteng Health Director for Mental Health, Dr. Kobe Marey, says they faced a number of challenges in streamlining funds due to some incomplete documents by some NGOs.
The department is bound by the Public Financial Management Act and will be able to pay when the documents are submitted and signed. The process has now been completed, and I'm sure that it's well on its way.
Katlego Lekgodi, Power News, Johannesburg.